Tomorrow, President Bush goes to Capitol Hill to have lunch with Republican senators. On the menu, immigration. The president's immigration bill failed to pass a cloture vote last week. It's under attack from many conservative Republicans as well as from liberal Democrats. Those groups tend to object to different aspects of the bill. The chief Republican architect of the compromise Senate bill is Senator John Kyle of Arizona, who joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Senator Kyle.
The administration sounds upbeat about the prospects for the immigration bill. What can the president possibly tell your Republican colleagues that might make them more open to one?
Well, I think, first of all, he will acknowledge that a lot of what we're hearing from our constituents back home is actually true. Our folks are worried that the government will not enforce a new immigration bill because, frankly, the current law is not very well enforced. I think he'll acknowledge that, but make the point that actually we need some changes in the law for it to be enforceable, especially in the area of workplace verification. Today, the law based on the 1986 Amnesty Act is not enforceable. Employers have to accept what they know or probably know are counterfeit documents, and yet they can't turn people down for employment. Under the new bill that has been written, that won't be true anymore. The government databases will be checked for verification of both Social Security information and identity, and we're not going to be relying anymore on those same kinds of counterfeitable documents.
Is that really a strong case that the lack of enforcement over the past several years has been for lack of legislative authority, or is it for lack of will to crack down on employers?
It's some of both, and it's also a lack of will to secure the border. Neither the previous administration, with whom I fought continuously, or this administration, or the Congress have been very forward-leaning about enforcing the law or securing the border. And as I said, at the workplace, it's not easy to enforce. The administration has tried some of it, but you have to prove things that are very, very difficult to prove in order to hold employers accountable. So in some areas, the law really does have to be changed. In other areas, we could do a much better job with what we have.
You said yesterday that passing the immigration bill is doable. All you have to do on the Republican side is sit down with those who have amendments, get those amendments in a reasonable package, not too many, so that members can say that they've had their chance. Are you saying that there are several senators who are disturbed by the bill, want to amend it, but if they could have a debate on their amendments and see them lose even, they would then permit the bill to go forward and be voted on?
I believe that's true. Now, it is also true that there are probably a couple of members who will try to filibuster the bill no matter how many amendments there were voted on, and including their own amendments. So we do want to make sure that all Republicans and Democrats, for that matter, have a reasonable opportunity to get amendments voted on. And since we have not voted on as many amendments this year as we did last year, some are pointing to that as an objective test. And it's not an unreasonable test. So that being the case, there would be at least 10 more Republican roll call votes that would be required to have more than last year or as many as last year. So that we can package up. We can take it to the majority leader, show him that that could be done within a couple of days, hopefully therefore persuade him that it's worth putting back on the schedule in order to be able to complete it before the 4th of July recess.
Is a couple of days approximate, or do you mean 2 days devoted to amendments?
Approximately 2 days. There will be some Democrat amendments, too. And assuming that each one of them has an hour of debate, for example, you can see that it could be done within 2 days.
How many Republican senators do you think there are in your caucus who accept the notion of legalizing 12 million immigrants now here illegally, as opposed to those who think that what you're doing here is an amnesty and it just shouldn't be done?
Mm-hmm. Well, in the abstract, I don't accept it. Mm-hmm. But as part of a bipartisan consensus that includes agreements on a variety of subjects, I'm willing to include it in a piece of legislation that I support. So I think you have to ask the question that way. If the question is, at the end of the day, with all of the different agreements that have been made here and things that are important to Republicans being in the bill, will we have a majority of Republicans willing to support this bipartisan consensus? I think the answer to that question is yes.
You mentioned at the beginning what senators have been hearing from their constituents. You come from a state from Arizona where Governor Napolitano has declared an emergency over immigration. What are you hearing from Arizonans about this bill?
Interestingly, over half of the people who have been calling my office are not from Arizona, but we're still getting a lot of calls from Arizona. And the primary point that they raise is that the law needs to be enforced. And why would we think a new law will be enforced when the old one isn't? What I'm hoping is that with the new powers and also the new funding that's made available under this bill, we will have a much better opportunity to enforce the law than we do now.
So just to sort of chart the way forward here right now, as you understand it, now is the time for you, your Republican colleagues in the Senate, perhaps with some encouragement from the White House, to agree to limit the number of amendments that they will present on the floor, and for the majority leader, the Democrat, Senator Reid, to admit that he'll bring it back for that discussion to then have a cloture vote after that.
Indeed. That's exactly the way forward. And if we can do that, the 2 or 3 days that we might spend now will mean nothing in the overall historical context. 20 years from now, nobody will know how many days we took. But if we're successful in this, it could mean a great deal for our country.
Well, Senator Kyl, thank you very much for talking with
us. You're very welcome.
It's Senator John Kyl, Republican of Arizona, a chief sponsor of the Compromise Immigration Bill.